Hello, folks. Welcome to Peaks Podcast. This is Season 5, Episode 62. It's been a little bit, couple months, since our last podcast, and I wanted to kind of bring you up to speed. We have had some very interesting things occur with the Everest season, which I want to talk about. And then I'd like to get into a trip to the most northerly city, inhabitable city, 12 months of the year in the world, north of the equator. We're going to break up into a kind of a different format. I'm going to do a pre-trip recording and then compare all the research with a post or podcast while I'm actually there. So it should be pretty interesting, I hope. Let's firstly tackle that seventh summit, Everest. The season was absolutely different than I had thought. If you'll remember from my past few podcasts, I was concerned that this season would be a train wreck with the COVID virus still lingering, with the masses going up the mountain, and, you know, potentially horrible climate. Well, none of this happened. And basically, they had a window of almost 30 good weather days. Almost everybody that I've trained with and been on mountains that went on this season's 2022 expedition summited. So I don't know how to express. I'm so happy for all my buddies that did summit. And in the same breath, it's frustrating that I wasn't a part of it. But anyhow, there's always next year. So let's see what how things look as we move into 2023. So let's talk a little bit about this next expedition. I'm going to be doing this with a bunch of my old climbing buddies, which is exciting because we haven't been able to really get international since approximately 2017. Gosh, almost 5 years ago. So this should be super fun to get off out of the United States and climb. The target is Svalbard. Very difficult for me to pronounce. It's a group of islands north of Norway, nestled north of the Arctic Circle. So, and it is the furthest northerly city that's inhabited 12 months of the year. Now, you gotta just love the town name where we're going. It's called Longyearbyen. And that's Ben, not B-E-N, it's B-Y-N-E. Longyearbyen. What a better name for a place that has 2 to 3 months of shutdown in the winter. It's just completely black. I hear the northern lights up there are amazing. So why I thought we'd do a pre-trip podcast and then piggyback it with the actual is because there are so many interesting facts on this area. So this area is a sovereign country, and it's claimed to Norway, but they do have their own rule there. So it's a sovereign state of Norway, technically. I'm going to have follow-up pictures on my website. Of course, you can find out and pass my Peaks Podcast to your friends, to let them be aware of the area we're going to go to. And of course, there's the 4-Man 7 project, which you can find on my peakspodcast.rocks. That's my project, is where we're giving all proceeds to kids in need. So take a look at that. So let's talk more about Longyearbyen. Population is just less or greater than 2,000. Now, there are more polar bears in Longyearbyen than people. The population of polar bears is estimated at over 3,000. Once again, making this quite an interesting area. Now, I've been told we're not allowed to travel out of Longyearbyen without a guide, or you have to personally carry a gun, because the polar bears have been known to be quite aggressive. I never realized until reading up on this that the polar bear is the only bear that's completely carnivorous. All other bears are omnivores. So these guys strictly eat meat, and apparently human could be on their diet. So I guess they take it very serious. We're going to see this when we're up there, so I'm looking forward to it. So how far north are we? 74 degrees north. So this will be the most north I've ever been. In the 80s, I went to a town named Bodø in Norway, which was pretty far north, and I think it was in just slightly in the Arctic Circle. But that was a long time ago. And this is a completely different kind of excursion. What are some of the other unique things about it? Well, from reading, they say you're not allowed to be born there or die there. Oh, that's a little crazy. So apparently, if a woman is pregnant a couple weeks before delivery, they're flown to Norway, south, to give birth. And also, if you're dying, they fly you south to Norway to die. That seems kind of crazy. But at least the death part makes sense, because Longyearbyen has a permafrost, so you can't bury anything. Or it would never, if you did bury it in the permafrost, it would not decompose. So that could be a rather messy situation if things thawed out, etc. But anyhow, this is the rules, I guess, up there. So we'll see that. And of course, if you pull up on the map, Longyearbyen, you can see it's very close to Russia and more Ukraine, where recently, in the last couple months, Russia invaded Ukraine. So this has become a very, very controversial situation between Russia and Ukraine, and it's turning our whole world a little upside down with commodity prices and transportation. And so I'm guessing that there's going to be some influence in this area because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I know one thing that's an outcome is the Scandinavian country of Finland is now considering joining NATO so that they could, you know, get some protection, because they are very close. They're to the east of Norway. So it's going to be pretty turbulent, I think. And we'll have to see. You know, I'm just not sure. So what am I preparing? Well, it's supposed to be wet, slushy, snow. So, different from other trips, I am bringing 2 pair of boots, plenty of socks, so that they can dry out between treks. I have waterproof pants, which I often don't bring. I have one of my trusty favorites to hand out on the trail, chocolate-covered coffee beans. It's been quite a while since I've broken these out, but I found a new brand that I want to try with our group. I hope they like it. What else would be? Oh, yeah, bug spray, because I hear the mosquitoes are aggressive. Trekking poles. And a medical kit. Because we're in such a remote area, I doubled up and got my global rescue renewed. And I'm bringing a medical kit because, you know, I want to be a little bit more self-sufficient. And I don't know what the guides might have or have not. So I put together a medical kit for this particular trip. So anyhow, that's the gear. You know, nothing else is surprising. I don't think we're, you know, a couple jackets, many layers, because we'll be going up to some higher points. So we'll have 3 layers with a Gore-Tex shell, if necessary. So that's the pregame, and departing in a couple days. So we will go through what the real rules and what the real town of this remote land is like. Remember, the whole purpose of my podcast is to get everybody out and enjoying the outdoors. Please visit peakspodcast.rocks. You can go and see my Foreman 7 project there, and you can see previous episodes where we've been to the South Pole, to Denali, and on Everest. Have a great day, and we'll catch you in a little bit with the backside of this podcast. Good day, and thanks for listening.
You know, man.